Joe Shun. Talk Asia interview with the quirky queen of Chinese cinema.
I am Zhou Shun. I'm getting my makeup done right now, and I'm going to attend the movie premiere for Confucius. Tonight, the movie will be screened at the premiere. There will be a lot of friends coming to watch the movie, and it's also my first time watching the movie. I'm very much looking forward to it.
You have two big movies coming out, one right after the other. You've got Confucius and then True Legend. How are you feeling about everything? That sounds like a bit of a nerve-wracking prospect.
I'm quite excited because I played two very different characters in these movies. I've never played a mother or a significant historic figure before, so everything was brand new to me. Also, both films were produced by groups of very talented people, so I hope the audience will enjoy them as well.
For somebody that is still so young, you're only 35, you've been in this industry for a long time, nearly 20 years now. So, you know, you're the perfect person to tell us about what it's like within the industry here in China.
Being an actress is a very interesting job because I don't even consider it as my job, but as my life now. Being an actress in China, I'm actually a very lucky actress. I think just be yourself and it should be fine. Especially now that Chinese movies are becoming more diverse with more viewers overseas, stepping onto the global stage. So, just be a responsible actress. I'm currently in a recording session for a song from my latest movie, True Legend, or in Mandarin, Su Qi Er.
You are also a singer as well. You've got two CDs to your name so far. What is it about singing particularly that you love? Why would you not just want to stick to acting?
I like singing because it's another way to express myself. I've enjoyed singing since I was little. Also, because I am an actress, I have the opportunity to sing, so it's quite good. Music is like a kind of medicine that has the power to cure. When you are sad or happy, it can make you forget sadness or be even happier.
Away from the singing, away from the acting, how do you deal with the celebrity side of things? With, I guess, you know, people following you around and you can't walk down the street.
This is what I'm trying hard to adjust to because I don't like being followed or noticed when I'm not working, but I can't do anything about it. So I try not to let it bother me too much when I get upset, but this adjustment process takes quite a long time, and this type of paparazzi culture in China is getting more severe as well.
Let's go way back. You did come from a very average background, I guess it's fair to say. Was fame something that you had a burning desire for?
No.
Because I was born in a very small town outside of Hangzhou, and even though there was a cinema in our town, movies still seem very far away to me. I didn't know the production process at all, so I never expected to become an actress. But ever since I was young, I loved singing and dancing, and then I was admitted into a dance academy. After I was admitted, a director spotted me to become an actress. So it was almost that I was destined to act.
Which has been the role that's pushed you the most as an actress?
Li Mei and Feng Sheng. I played a taxi driver in The Equation of Love and Death, and I played a spy in The Message.
The Message is a World War II espionage film. Is it true that you had an emotional breakdown when you were filming it?
Yes. 因为风声这个角色是我第一次。
The role in The Message was the first time that I needed to hold things in and withdraw a bit when acting. It is relatively easier to let go of emotions and have that release when acting. But it's hard to withdraw and hold things in. Also, the character was constantly living on the edge and facing death, so I felt the pressure from the role as well.
在体会。